Trevor Noah compares police to gangs, antithesis of what America is supposed to stand for. By BenQ on June 9, 2020. Comedy Central's Daily Show host Trevor Noah once again tore into the police in his nightly monologue on Monday, comparing their loyalty to that of gang culture and dismissing the argument that those responsible for excessive brutality are just merely a few bad apples. Noah reflected on the recent wave of violent demonstrations organized in part by Black Lives Matter following the death of George Floyd, comparing the cause and response to the civil rights movement of the 1960s. Never before in American history has there been an uprising like this. Exactly like this, where you have huge numbers of people coming out every single day. In every single state in the country, Noah began. With all these protests sweeping across America, people have been comparing this moment to the civil rights movement of the 1960s. And much like the 1960s, law enforcement officers have met these calls to end police brutality with even more police brutality. Watch below. Insisting that the response of law enforcement involved excessive brutality, Noah argued that despite their shocking levels of violence, protesters were not comparable to terrorists such as Al-Qaeda. "I'm sorry, what about these people?" screams terrorist to you, he asked. "Like maybe I have forgotten my history, but I don't remember the part where Al-Qaeda attacked America with cardboard signs. I don't care who you are, those images have to be upsetting to watch," Noah said of the video of unprovoked violence by police. "Because these images are the antithesis of what America is supposed to stand for. This is supposed to be the country where you have the freedom to say whatever you want. A democracy. You can say whatever you want, whether it's Black Lives Matter or let's all drink bleach. The government is not supposed to physically punish you for that." The 36-year-old comedian concluded by focusing on the Buffalo Police Riot Response Team, who all resigned in solidarity with the officers who pushed an elderly man to the ground and left him bleeding from his ear on the sidewalk. "Something I think people need to understand about the police is that in a way, they have the same code that a gang does," Noah said. "Above all, you are loyal to your crew. That is a culture that is within every police department. If good police are willing to look the other way or even join in when the bad police have abused their powers, you can make new rules and regulations all you want, but if it won't matter," he continued. "America's not going to be able to fix this problem until we have police whose first priority is protecting and serving the people instead of protecting and serving themselves." In a similar monologue last week, Noah defended protesters looting stores on the grounds that police in America are looting black bodies. "Try to imagine how it must feel for black Americans when they watch themselves being looted every single day," said Noah. "Because that's fundamentally what's happening in America. Police in America are looting black bodies." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.